in the Mount Washington Radio Group. Myself, Gino, everyone here at the radio station has worked closely with Vaughn over the past years with our community food drive that we do every fall, which is a really nice event. And right before the holidays, getting a big push of food in and some donations. But the need is definitely all year round, and especially now with the virus and people being in a more difficult situation. What can people do if they want to help Vaughn right now?
Right now, the best way anyone can help is to make a monetary donation, because as I said earlier in this interview, we're purchasing our food carefully. So what we're not doing is taking, right now, we're not taking private donations of food simply to be working out of an abundance of caution. So anyone wanting to help can give a monetary donation, and we will be purchasing that food and keeping those shelves stocked. And that's our biggest challenge.
And how does that work when you take that money to the New Hampshire Food Bank?
Well, I will tell you that for every dollar that we spend at the New Hampshire Food Bank, we get the equivalent of $2 worth of food. So it's for anyone giving, if you give $10, we can turn that $10 into $20 worth of food. And in some cases, $30, depending on what we're buying. So we're buying very, we're very thrifty, but we're also, we know the food, New Hampshire Food Bank knows what we, a food pantry needs.
Yeah.
So it's a great partnership.
So it's also a little more convenient because you get to go to the pantry and buy those items that you really need that you might have a gap for.
Well, I just buy them on, you know, my work is at a desk and I click, everything's online. You purchase case lots of your items, and then they put them up on the pallets and then deliver them, you know, to your vehicle with a forklift. So it's great.
Okay. So we're talking with Jennifer Perkins, Administrator at Vaughn Community Services. I'm here with Gino Devaney for Drive Time. This is Greg Frizzell. We're going to go ahead and take a brief break and do our local news, and we'll be back with Jennifer in just a moment.
Okay, and if you guys have any questions for Jennifer, please feel free to text in. That's 603-356-9145. We'll be back right after this.
Greg Frizzell here with you for Drive Time with Gino Devaney and our special guest, Jennifer Perkins from Vaughn Community Services. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
So as we get going on here for the food pantry, how can people find you or get a hold of you?
Well, they can certainly find us on the web. We are at www.vaughannh.org. They can certainly visit us there. They can certainly call my office at 603-356-2324. I'm extension 12. Or they can simply send a check to Vaughn Community Services, P.O. Box 401, North Conway, 03860.
And we did have a question that came in on the text line over the break.
Yeah, people can text in at any time at 603-356-9145. This question, and I assume this will be part of the process when you first get there, Jennifer, but somebody was concerned about food allergies. They say their daughter has a severe food allergy when it comes to gluten. How is the Vaughn Food Pantry dealing with food allergies and that type of thing?
Well, we always ask if there are any restrictions. So any food allergies, we can do the best we can with what we have. And we've certainly had a few people with gluten allergies, and we have people with certain medical conditions. So we try. It's always good for us to know that, and we do. We try our best to give them foods that they can eat.
Right. So it's part of that process,
as
you said.
Part of that whole process.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
Yep. That's a good question.
And then, any final thoughts before we move on here this evening?
Well, I just want people to know that we're available. We're open. If you have any concerns at all about where the next meal is coming from, please don't visit the Vaughn Food Pantry. And we're there to help you.
All right, great. Well, we really appreciate all the great work you're all doing at the Vaughn Food Pantry, and it's a very needed service right now. And thank you.
We thank you for the coverage that you're giving Vaughn over the radio. It's wonderful, and you're right there to back us up when we need you. So thank you as well.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you for being with us, Jennifer.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you, Jennifer. That's Jennifer Perkins of the Vaughn Community Services and Vaughn Food Pantry. This has been another presentation of Drive Time, brought to you by Cooper Cargill Chant, as well as McDonald, Leon McDonald, Britton Roberts,
as well as Settlers Green and Settlers Crossing, and we greatly appreciate all of that. And remember, all of our episodes of Drive Time are posted up on our website, that is conwaymagic.com, as well as wmwv.com, and we have another episode coming up this Friday. We're going to be talking to the Valley Originals and how they've been responding to COVID-19 and everything that's happening here in the Valley. Until next time, this has been Drive Time.